Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Inside Darley podcast. Today, we're going to sit down with Kevin Good of Cromec to talk about the D3-SID, which is a unique radionuclide detector which not only detects but also identifies radionuclides in the field. It's the size of a cell phone, it's very easy to use, it connects to the cloud, and gives first responders the ability to identify and detect a dirty bomb threat. They went through the DARPA program, and they're one of the only approved technologies that has the capabilities with this new, unique radionuclide detection. We hope you enjoy listening, and take care. Hello, everyone. We got Kevin Sofen here in the Innovation Lab, sitting down with Kevin from Cromec. Kevin, how are we doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. You got a great first name there.
We can't help it, thanks to our moms.
I know. God bless them. Kevin, Kevin is an elite crew. So, Kevin, tell me a little bit about yourself and the company Cromec that you work for.
All right. Well, my full name's Kevin Good, currently with Cromec. And I've been in the CBRNE first responder industry for approximately 18 years. I came on over to Cromec to be their business development manager for Homeland Security, their director. And we manufacture a belt wearable or in-pocket RID. RID is a radio isotope identifying device. It's essentially one of a kind, very unique, in that it's shaped and its size, the size of a PRD or an SPRD, but with the power of a RID, which has traditionally been a handheld instrument. So as far as weight and size go and price, more on the expensive side of things for a radiological detector, we've been able to reduce the size, reduce the cost, but maintain the same capability as a traditional RID. And this is called the D3-SID.
Okay.
It will identify and detect both neutron and gamma isotopes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the different things that the device is detecting.
Again, gamma and neutron isotopes. So pretty much anything out there from your typical medical isotopes, to the bad stuff out there that we hear in the news from Kim Jong-un, your uraniums, plutoniums, that would fall on the neutron side of the house.
Okay. And at the moment, who is using this technology? And give me a sort of an example of how this is being used.
Currently, all first responders are using some sort of radiological detector or detection device. We have some ones that will fit on the hip now that will give you a general indication of what you may be encountering. We have some that will just detect. Some will identify gamma and just detect the neutron capability, saying it may or may not be there. Our unit will do both. It will detect and identify. We went through a program called the DARPA Sigma program. It started back in 2014, and the goal was to create a network of detectors that would be highly capable, but small, portable, very easy to use, and could be networked into a central location or into the Sigma cloud, where it could have an entire city full of walking detectors to hopefully mitigate any type of dirty bomb or radioactive material that may be entering the city. After 2 years, Cromec, the D3-SID, was chosen as the only approved radiological detector for that network.
Okay. You mentioned the Sigma Cloud. What is that?
Sigma Cloud is a cloud-based software system that will network in chosen radiological detectors. It may be expanded to include other types of technology and other disciplines in the future, but right now it's just for radiation purposes, radiation detection. And a D3-SID is the only approved system that can be on it right now.
Interesting. And so you mentioned there's some devices that just detect, and then there are now this capability of detecting and identifying. Tell me why that's valuable, that not only you can detect, but also detect and identify.
Yeah, well, you're going to want to know what you're encountering. And God forbid it is a bad day, and it is a dirty bomb or something that is has neutron capability. You're going to want to be able to identify it and identify it accurately. That's why you'll know to alert the public, shut down roads or do whatever you had to do to try to mitigate that threat. And obviously detection is a key. And with radiation, it's all about time, distance, and shielding. And the quicker you can make that true identification and make that determination, the better off it is for everybody involved.
Yeah, I know seconds are important. I mean, anytime you can
absolutely
get this information quicker, it's going to allow us to better protect the first responders and best protect the public.
Correct.
So you mentioned DARPA. When tell us a little bit, what is the DARPA program, when was it, and what's come of the DARPA program?
It was, again, it was launched in 2014, and the goal of, I mean, DARPA does many different projects. This one in particular was geared around pretty much equipping an entire city or regional area with a capable detector that could be networked and allow the alarm to be seen at a central command or anybody that had access to dial up into this cloud. And after about 2 years of tests, again, the D3S SID was chosen as the detector of choice for this network. And again, really that's going to allow for a large field of detection, you know, small enough where it can fit in an officer's or first responder's pocket, can be on the hip of anybody that's out there monitoring a parade, a public sporting event, just about anything. And it's simple enough where the most trained first responder can absolutely use it, as well as somebody who's never had a detector in their hand. It's simply turning on one button, having an interface with a Android phone. So if you can operate a cell phone, turn on a cell phone, launch an app, and you can press one button on the instrument itself, you are an expert with a highly capable instrument in your hands.
I like it. Keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly. Very easy. Exactly. Easy to use, but highly sophisticated under the hood.
That's important. So you mentioned that this is a device that first responders use. So this be something that, I mean, any fire department, law enforcement, kind of anywhere in the country would use, or is it mainly just for special hazmat, CBRN teams, or maybe a little bit of both?
Anybody who has a need to have a radiological detection device on them is a perfect fit. From military to federal to state and local, you know, and again, from it could be on sanitation workers to create a field of detection. It could be on ticket takers at a checkpoint at a game. It's really a very simple instrument, but designed for anywhere we have a need to detect and identify a possible radiation threat. Okay. This fits the bill.
And you said it was something that's fairly small and portable. What is the actual size and sort of weight and feel of this device?
The weight is about half a pound. And it's relatively the size of a cell phone, a little bit thicker, about 3/4 inch thick, and about 4.5 inches in height. And then your other piece of the puzzle, the interface, is the cell phone, the Android platform cell phone. So like I mentioned before, if you can turn on a cell phone and launch an app and turn on the instrument itself, you are an expert.
Which basically, if you are a millennial or have a beating heart, then you can
absolutely be
an expert with the Chromec technology.
Absolutely, absolutely. And taking it one step further, you don't even have to know the acronym of the isotope that's being identified. The interface will actually enunciate it for you, so you could have no idea about any isotope in the world. This will tell you exactly what it is, be enunciated, and the phone vibrates as well, so you have all and records the alarms as well on the phone.
Gotcha. So yeah, as you're using this and you're talking about the interface with Android, is this data that can then be sent towards someone else, or kind of can that be, is that data that can be viewed by a central commander, or what, once this data is created and it's detected and identified, what happens to that data?
Right, there's multiple means. And the one mean, of course, is the Sigma platform. So it could be networked back automatically. If you choose to use it as a standalone RID, which is perfectly fine, that's what it was designed for as well. As long as you have the phone either activated or you're in a Wi-Fi area, you can simply email or text out the information. All the alarms are stored in the phone as well. There's a simple button on the confirmation screen that allows you to dial up or choose email, text, and some other options to get that information out. If the user was not familiar with that or not comfortable doing that, the phone does store all the information, and it could simply be downloaded or shot out when they get back to command.
That's really useful. So for Chromec, is this right now the main sole product, or is there anything else that Chromec does or brings to the marketplace?
Chromec does this is the baby, if you will. You know, it's new, it's exciting, it's gaining a lot of traction. But Chromec as a whole is in a medical imaging business. They're in security screening and the nuclear business, if you will. So they have a lot of different tentacles and a lot of fine products in different marketplaces. They've been primarily an OEM for the engines, if you will, manufacturing crystals and detectors. And as they continue to evolve and ramp up with some really highly educated people, we've been able to produce an instrument as fine as the D3SID.
That's awesome. I liked how you mentioned tentacles. That's something that Darley also has multiple divisions. I always kind of envisioned the headquarter being the head of the octopus and then having all these different
right.
arms go around. So it's really cool to see that Cromec has a strong history with this type of similar and complementary industries, and that you guys seem to have put quite some time and R&D into bringing a top-tier, high-value product to the marketplace.
Yes. A lot of research, a lot of thought put into it. And again, the evidence is us winning that DARPA contract.
Yeah, that speaks for itself. So what does 2018 look like for Cromec?
Continue to introduce the D3SID to the masses. And there's also some other instrumentation that is currently in R&D. We have a very strong R&D outfit, and they're progressing and taking a lot of input back from the field as far as what first responders and responders in general would like to see on future developments. And future's bright.
Future is very bright. Well, it's very intriguing and interesting to learn about the D3SID as someone who knew nothing about it before. I think I could be able to talk about it somewhat educatedly. even though I can't even say the word educatedly. I don't even think that's a word. So, but disregarding that, it's really been a pleasure talking to you. Kevin Good, I would say more like Kevin Great.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Look forward to an exciting partnership between Darley Defense and Cromec, and more to follow from Cromec.
Thank you.
Take care.